Faster Mind, good evening and welcome to the Max Radio Folk Show with me, John Barker, playing you the best in folk and roots music from the Isle of Man and from all around the world. As it's St. Patrick's Day this week, I'll be finishing the show with a string of songs and tunes which are either Irish or played by Irish musicians. But first, something from the opposite side of the Irish Sea, the leaving of Liverpool.
Darling, when I think of thee, when I think of thee.
Well, that was Jim Murray's version of The Leaving of Liverpool, and I've played quite a bit of Jim Murray recently, but I've been listening to quite a few podcasts over the last few weeks, and I was inspired to play that because of an edition of the Old Songs podcast, which is presented by John Wilkes, and he has a guest in, and they discuss a traditional song, its lyrics, its musical structure, and its history, over about an hour and a half, which may seem like a long time to discuss some songs, but it's quite fascinating. And last week, Jim Murray was his guest, and they were discussing that song, and it is a very nice version as well. Next to Callum Stewart. He's an award-winning Ilion Piper, flautist and composer, and his most recent album is True North. From that album, this is Roddy Mercus Rant.
Thank you.
Wow, that was cracking stuff. I must listen to the rest of that album properly. It was just released last year. True North by Callum Stewart, and that was Roddy Mercus' Rant. Now here's something exciting. There's a new Richard Thompson album coming out in May. The album's going to be called Ship to Shore, and there's one song available at the moment on streaming services, and it's Singapore Sadie. And I'll follow that with a new version of a very old Richard Thompson song, Down Where the Drunkards Roll.
Sadie, three times a lady of anyone that you can name. That's why the tongues wag in the garb of each hag, deficient in beauty or brain. She doesn't give no lies and excuses. She suckles the wagons with whoever she chooses. But her love is a mystical thing. I swear I hear hang from her wrists and her ankles to ward off the mischievous eye. Now some girls just lay it all there on the table. She keeps you guessing like Monroe or Grable. Cause her love is a mystical thing. I swear I hear choirs celestial sing. Her love doesn't come every day. It comes like a boy. So fine, dressed up in green velvet, the silver buckles shine. Soon they'll all be bleary-eyed under a keg of wine, down where the drunkards roll. You see that lover standing, staring at the
ground. He's looking for the real thing. Lies are all he found. You can get the real thing here. It only costs a pound. Down where the drunkards roam. Down where the drunkards. Troubled woman, she dreams a troubled dream. Lives out on the highway, she keeps her money clean. Soon she'll be returning to the place where she's the queen. Down where the drunkard.
Sure, many of you recognise the excellent voice and guitar playing of John Smith on that track, but it's actually from Ben Nichols' album Duets. Ben Nichols is a double bass player who plays in many bands and collaborations on the folk scene, and that album of Duets is available now, with appearances by many very well-known names. Now, the next folky concert we have on at the Institute in Laxey is also a duo, and it's Honey and the Bear. On April the 21st, tickets are available at the usual place, which is www.etickets.im/et, and they're just £15, and already on sale. From their album of last year, which was called Away Beyond the Fret, this is Honey and the Bear with Head in the Stars.
Faraway lands.
So Honey and the Bear appear at the Institute on the 21st of April, and just 2 weeks later, we've got Dan Walsh, the UK's leading five-string banjo player, singer and guitarist, who went down a storm last year when he played at the Institute. We're so glad to have him back. I'm going to play you two things that feature Dan here. First, a tune called The Contradiction Reel from his album O'Neill's Tunes of last year. And then a new single by the band he plays in, the Urban Folk Quartet. And this is Turning Point, High Hopes and Driving Force.
Thank you.
that was the fabulous Urban Folk Quartet, and tickets to see Dan Walsh, who plays five-string banjo, guitar and sings in the band, at the Institute on the 5th of May, are available now at www.etickets.im/et. Now, I had a lovely email to folkshow@manxradio.com from a band called Tarmac, who are based in Brighton. They're a two-piece folk band featuring James Green and Susie Wilcox. James is actually from Port St. Mary, and many of you will have heard him sing and play fiddle. And as a duo, they play a mixture of trad folk and originals. James has brought in some Manx tunes into the set, and they go down very well on the Brighton folk scene. As far as I know, the only place you can hear their music at the moment is on YouTube, where you'll see them performing in a Brighton car park in December last year. I'm going to play you a set of traditional folk tunes from the island, Ushag Veg Roy, Three Little Boats, and the Flitter Dance. So do go and find Tarmac on YouTube, and it'd be lovely to see them playing on the island, perhaps at one of the festivals in Cruinniach or Shenagas Dhu.
Ushag Veg Roy, na mani du, na mani du, na mani du. Ushag Veg Roy, na mani du, krachalu raya sani. Chalu mishrae, na bara kro, bara kro, bara kro. Chalu mishrae, na bara kro, azok machat machat roi.
Thank you.
Fantastic atmospheric stuff there from the band Tarmac. I hope we hear more from them soon. Live folk and roots music happening on the Isle of Man this week. Of course, there's a session in O'Donnell's tomorrow night, Wednesday night, starting around about 9 o'clock, 8:45. There'll be the folk club in Ramsey at the Buffs Club on Thursday evening, and the trad session in the Mitre in Ramsey on Friday evening. Also on Friday evening, the 15th, is Mike Wade and Ian Allen and Nigel Brown at Peel Centenary Centre. And the House of Manan and Foyer lunchtime concerts feature Allen and Chalky tomorrow afternoon from 12:30 till 1:30. The Sunday afternoon trad session is also in Peel at Black Dog Oven. Again, I think from about 12:30. Just get out there and support live music wherever you can. Now, I played you a couple of tracks from Anna Massey's new album, Two Down, a few weeks ago. The whole album has been released now, and I've got a copy. It's great. And on it, there's a song I've done for years. I know it is a Lemonheads song, but it was originally written by Tom Morgan a couple of years before the Lemonheads did it on their album Car Button Cloth. The song is the outdoor type. I used to do it with Walter Ego, and I've done it acoustically many times. And if you're really interested, you can find it on The Overdale Sessions, the videos that I did every day in the first lockdown that are on YouTube. It's a great song, great humour, and Anna Massey's version is great too. The outdoor type.
Always had a roof above me, always paid the rent. And I've never set foot inside a tent. I couldn't build a fire to save my life. I lied about being the outdoor type. And I've never slept out underneath the stars. The closest that I came to that was one time my car broke down for an hour in the suburbs at night. I lied about being the outdoor type. Scared to let you know you knew just what you were looking for. I lied until I fit the bill. God bless the great indoors. I lied about being the outdoor type. I've never owned a sleeping bag, let alone a mountain bike. And it's never shown again. It's just as well I'm not invited. I'm afraid of heights. I lied about being the outdoor type. I never learned to swim, can't grow a beard or even fight. I lied about being the outdoor type.
Right then, as it's St. Patrick's Day this week, I've got four tracks to play you that have an Irish connection. The first is by John Francis Flynn from Dublin. I've played you a few tracks from his most recent album, but I went back and listened to an older album of his called I Would Not Live Always from 2021. And this is his version of Lovely Joan.
Good morning to you, my pretty fair maid, and twice good morning, so she said. He gave her a wink, she rolled her eyes, as he to himself, I'll be there by and by. Don't you think those looks of hay, a pretty little place for us to play? Follow me like a sweet young thing, and I'll give you my golden ring. He's taking off his ring of gold, my pretty little mister, this behold. I'd freely give it for your maiden head, her cheeks they blush like the roses safe until she reached her true love's gate. She robbed her lord of his horse and his ring, and left him to rage in the meadows green.
Next, here's a track by the fabulous young Irish guitarist and singer Maureen Bradley. Stagger Lee, or Staggo Lee, and its other variants is a popular American folk song about the murder of Billy Lyons by Stag Lee Shelton in St. Louis, Missouri, at Christmas in 1895. Perhaps the definitive version people think of is by Mississippi John Hurt, but this version by Maureen Bradley is wonderful too.
Please don't take my life.
I'm going to finish the show this week with two tracks. The first one is a version of Carolyn's Concerto by Simon Mayer from his album Carolyn of last year. Turlo O'Carolyn was born in Nobber, really? In County Meath in 1670, and is regarded as one of the finest composers and harpists that Ireland has ever produced. I'll follow that with a set of tunes by Altan, Drowsy Maggie, Rakish Paddy, and Harvest Storm. And I'll see you next week.
Thank you.